Today on the Southern California Real Estate Report, a new project breaks ground. Stay tuned.
Good morning. Welcome to Southern California Real Estate Report. This is Bob McGuire and Daniel Wise reporting to you from San Diego, California. We've been talking a lot about new developments that are going on and things that are being planned, but today's topic is a new development that's actually breaking ground. And it's a multifamily project. Toll Brothers is a large, for most people would know Toll Brothers as a home builder, right? So they're a large national home building group. They do luxury homes, but they also have an apartment development arm. And so they're doing a new apartment development down in Little Italy. The address is 1331 Columbia Street. The project's going to be known as the Lindley, and it's going to bring 422 residential units to the area. So this is going to be considered a luxury apartment building.
As most are in Little Italy.
Yeah, right. And this is going to be all for rent units. So there's no you know, condo portion or anything like that. So it's a huge building. It's 800,000 square feet, 37 stories. So this will be, you know, I'm pretty sure I'd have to look.
These aren't micro units.
To be certain. Yeah, these are not micro units. This is going to be one of the larger buildings in the skyline of San Diego as far as residential goes, residential for rent. So we know the two buildings that the Canadian developer did down in the East Village.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many stories those are. I think they're like in the high 20s or I don't think they went over 30 on those. This is going to be a big building. I mean, 800,000 square feet is a big vertical build. It's going to include 12,000 square feet of ground floor retail space, and it's going to be one of the largest buildings developed by Toll Brothers, according to the company. The project is going to serve as a flagship development, setting itself apart from previous multifamily developments in Southern California. This is their first entry into this market for the luxury multifamily space. And so that's why they're going to kind of make this like their marquee build. Downtown, I was with a friend who came into town not too long ago. And we were riding around from the airport. And if you look at downtown, I mean, there is so little office in our downtown skyline now. It's all residential, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's not a new condo project, it's a new apartment project. And this is going to be probably one of the more marquee projects that we're going to see, at least in the next, you know, 2 or 3 years. The unit mix is going to be it's going to be studio one and two bedroom units. And then there's going to be also several penthouse and townhome options. And then adjacent to this project, unlike a lot of the developments, and this is obviously a much bigger project, but a lot of these new developments are coming out and using that no parking thing, especially downtown. This one is going to have a 561 parking space garage, which I think for the luxury type product, you need that.
I agree. I think most people in this, probably this price point, and do we know the price point of these units yet?
We don't yet.
But if it's luxury, I would assume that people want to have the luxury of having a car.
Yeah. So it's going to be a really nice building. It's going to be obviously fully amenitized. They're saying that, you know, there's going to be a number of luxury amenities. So it's going to include a lobby, a concierge on the main level. The upper level amenity deck will include a pool, fitness center, yoga room, lounge area, and then they said and more. So who knows what that might be? Probably a number of different, like, you know, I'm sure there's going to be like a work room where you can, you know, do meetings and things like that, and probably a Zoom room. That's becoming very popular with apartments now for those that work at home. And things like that. So I think they'll throw things in that are more current to today's work environment. They have done, so even though this is one of the first projects that they're doing in San Diego, they've done several of these luxury developments around the country, also as well as in Southern California. So I think they have one that is in Los Angeles. They've also completed some of these luxury projects in Arizona, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, and D.C., In total, the company's developed 8,463 units since its founding, and that was approximately 55 years ago. The company also manages 4,400 apartment units and has an additional 17,653 units in the development pipeline. So they're really serious about their apartment development. You know, even though they have typically been a luxury home builder, they've certainly hit the apartment development side pretty hard. And they're bringing in nice product. They're anticipating that this will be completed in 2024. You know, we were talking about rents, and at this point, I mean, I've got to think rents in Little Italy, you know, who knows where we'll be in 2024. But we know this, they're probably all going to start with a 3.
Yeah.
Would be my guess.
I agree. And, you know, Little Italy is a notoriously expensive place to live.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so walkable. It's so popular right now. It's just very touristy.
Yeah, totally. And you think about, like, this location, you know, being on Columbia Street. I mean, what an ideal location, right?
Yeah, you're near every restaurant and bar and thing. I was just down in Little Italy for the first time in a while. And, you know, I haven't been...
pretty smitten on it, right?
I've not been out in Little Italy for, like, a drink in a long time. So pre-COVID, let's say.
Yeah.
And... it's $16 for a glass of wine. It's like a bad one, nonetheless. Like, nothing special drink is going to cost you nearly $20.
Yeah. And it's a really, I mean, the thing about Little Italy that's so cool, too, I mean, you're close to the bay, you're close to the airport, you're now close to the Seaport Village that's going to be totally redeveloped, you know?
Right.
So that's going to be amazing. So just the amenities in that location, it's just such a great core location. Plus, you're like minutes to the freeway. So if you do have a car, it's so easy to get in and out of there without having to go, like, to go into the Marina District, it's kind of a pain, you know? Where Little Italy, you just jump off the freeway and you're there. So
the only thing I would say is that a lot of it is in the flight path. So you do have that to consider.
Yeah.
This one I don't think is. This is a little further down.
Yeah.
But, if you're in the flight path, it is loud.
Yeah. So this information that we have is from the registry, which is basically a Southern California real estate website that we subscribe to. There is a rendering of the building. It's a beautiful building. It's going to be very modern. It's going to fit in the skyline really nicely. It's definitely showing that it's one of the taller buildings that are around there by like probably 10 floors or more. It is going to stick out a little bit. Danielle's right on the map, and I'd have to see it a little closer. I don't think I clicked on the right map here, but, it is a little bit off the flight path. We know that. So I would imagine they were probably seeking sites that wanted to be off that for this type of build, but, look for it in 2024. Toll Brothers' new project, the Lindley, and we'll keep you posted on other new developments and other new projects that are happening around San Diego. Thanks for listening today. This is the Southern California Real Estate Report.